And it is the Taylor Report, CIUT 90.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. By the way, Phil Connon is here, and he'll be in with us later on. And we're going to be talking to Sarah Flounders about China in the latter part of the show. I believe Otis Richmond has joined us. Are you there, Otis?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
And very well. It's nice to be talking to the bluesologist. In the last week, I promised everybody we would talk to you, and we listened to the very music that we intended to speak about. Unfortunately, we didn't get you, so we're sorry. What I would like to know is how you could connect the three matters that we talked about, which were Sam Cooke, singer, Otis Redding, and Muhammad Speaks. Now, this is little riddle. So you put those three things together, if you can.
Well, let me say that when Sam Cooke passed away, he was murdered in Los Angeles in December of 1964. They found a copy of Muhammad's book, Muhammad Speaks, in his car. But he attended the mosque in Los Angeles, or I guess it was the mosque of the what we call Temple 27th. It was on 56th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. And there's a book called From the Dead Level, Malcolm X and Me by Hakeem Jamal. He was married to Malcolm X. He's Malcolm X's cousin by marriage. But Hakeem Jamal was from Boston, but he moved to Los Angeles. And I knew him very well because we used to go to the Aquarian Spiritual Center. That was a great bookstore in Los Angeles. But he talks about seeing Sam Cooke at Temple 27, Mosque 27, on 56th and Broadway. And the minister at that time was John Shabazz. He's still alive, and I guess with Louis Farrakhan now, but he talks about how Malcolm X was in the audience and actually listening to John Shabazz speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Otis Redding, there was a book recently put out by a guy by the name of Jonathan Gould.
Uh-huh.
And the book is called Epic, Otis Redding's biography. Mm-hmm. Sheds light on the singer's life and times. But Gould maintained, he said that Otis Redding had no contact with the Nation of Islam. He didn't know anything about the Muhammad Speaks. And basically, Otis was a nice liberal guy who got along with everybody and, Kumbaya stuff. I'm probably mispronouncing it. Flower child, you know.
Yes.
And this is a guy by the name of Daryl Cowherd. Wrote this. This guy basically put in his book that Otis had no contact with the Nation of Islam. And mm-hmm. this is what Daryl Cowherd wrote.
Uh-huh.
Quote, simply put, that's a lie, because I conducted an interview with Otis Redding that was published in Muhammad Speaks September 23rd, 1966, and I have a copy of that published article to substantiate what I'm saying. And I published the article, I think it was in the San Francisco Bay View.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Cowherd flipped out, and he flipped out, and he and Daryl Cowherd had a little battle, and of course.
No, I think you got two guys fighting the same name. One of them is the other guy, right?
Cowherd is the guy is on the right side, and Jonathan Gould is the guy that was.
That's it. We got to get our cowboys and other guys separated here. The bandits.
Yeah. So that was
a. That's a real revelation. By the way, what a gutless character to put a negative in there like that, saying, "Oh, he didn't have any association." simple research would have, or a few asking around would have told him he was wrong.
Oh, well, he had interviewed Otis Redding's, Otis Redding's manager, who was a white guy by the name of Phil Walden. Phil Walden was a great manager and so on and so forth, but he
was trying to protect the brand, right?
I don't know. I really don't know what the situation was. What that situation was, because Otis Redding was not, and I'm not trying to say anything negative about Otis, but Otis Redding was not a Cub Scout.
Uh-huh.
He had gone to prison. I mean, he didn't go into prison, but I mean, Otis was up on a murder rap, you know, because he was a guy that didn't take any nonsense. And he actually came back at just when he was getting big. He actually came back to his hometown, and someone had jumped on one of his buddies. And Otis actually, they went with guns and
had a conversation,
some retaliation, uh-huh. And Otis almost went to prison for that, but he got off.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the idea that you have a big top record is going to protect you from racism or from, you know, violence in tough communities. That it would not be true. You're not shielded.
Otis was bigger than Elvis Presley in 1967. The Melody Maker.
As far as I'm concerned, he still is.
He was the greatest, the world's best male vocalist. That was Melody Maker said that in 1967.
This is Otis Richmond. By the way, I want to ask you quickly, make sure I get this. Why would he have given that interview to Muhammad Speaks? He had to understand who he's talking to. He must have, there had to be some mutual respect.
Oh, like I said, there was a movement going on at that particular time. And just like today, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z and people like that are identifying with elements, Black Lives Matter and so on and so forth. So, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not saying this is Otis's case, but, mm-hmm. You know, artists, when you have a movement, artists some artists mm-hmm. genuinely believe in the movement, and other people have to identify with the movement because they have to protect they have to protect their brand because of the masses are out there hollering and screaming and fighting back.
Your story ties in. I like this. You mentioned like Sam Cooke now, and we have Otis, and you really have shown the connection. Muhammad Speak, the Sam Cooke and Muhammad Ali stood together at the microphone and really did a really nice song together. And you could see that just being part of that general culture and politics of the time. If Sam Cooke was attending that mosque, he could just as easily have run into Ali.
Yeah, but I don't want to change the subject, but I think Joe Frazier could out-sing Ali. Ali was... Ali was not.
You don't put him in the same.
But I mean, Joe Frazier could sing circles around Muhammad Ali.
Well, yeah, but could he get Sam Cooke to sing with him? That was fun. You've seen that clip. That is a lot of fun. That clip.
Oh no, that's a beautiful clip. Yeah, hell, blah blah blah. And he said, "That's Sam Cooke. He's pretty just like me." And blah blah. Yeah. I watched that all.
Well, Sam Cooke couldn't defeat Frazier in a fight for sure. we're going to give that one to Frazier. I like the way that Ali would say it, Joe Frazier. I really appreciate it. Those are great stories. I got to ask you, did you write this? You put all this in one column for us sometime, or is it already in existence?
I think I have put that in a column. I think I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Well, no, we'll post it and everything. But that's, I think people need to know about this. A lot of these artists, we just buried the most famous woman in modern singing, and it turned out Muhammad Speaks was very present at her funeral and being passed out.
Oh, you mean Muhammad Speaks, that they had a special edition? You know, Gerald Horn sent me a copy of that. That was they did a special edition for Aretha Franklin and passed it out at the funeral. Right, right. Yeah. That was Minister Farrakhan in the Nation of Islam. Definitely, right.
Yeah.
You know, Aretha Franklin had stood with the Nation of Islam when they were attacked. She came to the came to the mosque and supported the Nation of Islam.
I bet we could show, if we did the research, that there's probably more artists identify with them than do not amongst the black artists.
Well, many of the artists had joined the Nation of Islam, the Delphonics, and then you had Joe Tex, pardon me, Yusuf Haziz. He was in the Nation of, he was a minister for a while, and you had...
We can still call him Joe Tex, okay?
Yeah. Yusuf Haziz, Joe Tex, and the Delphonics, many of the artists that joined the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
And there was the group, the group that sang Kiss and Say Goodbye, the fifth member of the Manhattans, he joined the Nation of Islam and left. He left the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Or he left the Manhattans and joined the Nation of Islam, and then when he made his transition, he had become a Sunni. But
Otis, we're going to have to be going. So I want to ask you, where can people find you on the net or on the radio? And
I do a radio show with Melinda Francis. We do a show on Uhuru Radio on Black Power 96. You can just Google that.
Okay.
And I write a column in the Bernie Spear newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own blog, WordPress.blog. And
all right.
You can put my name in Google and
That's right. I forget what the age we're living in. I should just say Norman Otis Richmond and do your own homework. Everybody would just go and get it faster than I could hunt it up. Norman, we're going to, I think you'll probably appreciate it. We're going to go out of here with Otis Redding singing Merry Christmas, Baby. I bet you know that.
That's a nice tune. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.